Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, Freakazoids, welcome back. Love it. Or first-timers, hello. The podcast, we'd love it if you'd rate and review it and share it. Definitely share it before it's all said and done. If you want to comment on anything, Matt and Ramona Facebook page, or Matt Harris, or Ramona Holloway, or Brent Vandy Harlan, or Carrie Doc Bowser. A lot of things to talk about today, as always, on our off-air podcast. We do appreciate you guys very much doing this. Whether you should go to bed angry, we talk about that. TikTok at work, we talk about that. And if you're in the passenger seat, what annoys you that the driver does? Kind of survey about that, and we'll see where we all stand on that. Begin with the fact that this past week on a Friday, Amy was working, and I lost my keys. I couldn't find my keys. And I was taking Avery to school. Of course, I was yelling at her to hurry up. She couldn't find her shoes. Or then she gets ready. I'm like, I have no keys. And so I'm ripping things apart.
So you rushed her only to be the person who was actually the late maker.
But I'm really yelling at her, but I was, encouraging her. Yes, that's true.
Encouraging her loudly.
Yeah. And then I can't find my keys. And she's just like sitting there. I'm like, what are you doing? Start looking. She's like, where do you want me to look? I'm like, I don't know. Any place in the world. Just do something.
Any place in the world.
Look busy, damn it.
Go outside in the yard. Look around.
I'm just ripping apart.
So what about your spare keys?
I don't have spare keys. Because they cost money. And I was like, I don't want to buy spare keys.
Okay.
They cost money.
And my tile, which is a thing that those don't know. It's like a little square thing you put on your key ring and you can ring it from your phone. I rang it. It was dead because it was too cheap to buy a new tile. So it wasn't ringing. So that wasn't helping me. So I'm just messing up the house. And like a dummy, I don't know why I was doing this, but I kept texting Amy like, I don't know what to do. I got the keys. And I thought that if Avery was late for school, she'd have to do Friday school because she only goes 4 days a week. And so I'm like, well, I'm just going to keep her out the whole day. Why go Friday school? You know, just skip the whole day.
Because daddy can't find his keys.
So I'm texting friends. What? You're rolling your eyes.
Okay. So
I know I was rambling.
You've lost your keys.
Yes.
You can't find them anywhere. You're now upset because Avery's not looking for your keys. She doesn't even know where to start looking.
No, she doesn't.
And not to mention, she's not even tall enough to look in the places where you might have left them.
Yeah, but just
and
just
now
look
you've
like you're looking.
Decided that, hey, you know what? Let's just give up on education because daddy can't find his keys. Yeah. We'll just take an entire day off of school.
I thought about it.
Because daddy's a hot mess.
Yes. And I was texting a friend of mine. It got worse because I texted what I thought was my neighbor. her name is Lindsay. Yeah. But I texted the wrong Lindsay. It turns out later. I texted a Lindsay who was my physical therapist a long time ago. So it's
what
like,
did the text say? Because you are a bad texter, too. And this is just more proof.
I called her. That's what I did. I called her.
And you needed to borrow her car, right?
To borrow her car, yeah.
Your physical therapist.
Physical therapist.
From how many years ago?
She calls me at 9 o'clock in the morning. She's like, the therapist did like, did something happen? Are you hurt? Why did you call me at 6 in the morning or 6:30? I'm like,
to borrow my car. I'm just your physical therapist. I haven't seen you in 6 years since you strained that muscle. Why would I let you borrow my car? You know, lose my number.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah, that's kind of how it went.
Oh.
She says, well, how are you, the family? I'm like, oh, we're great.
She had to think, this is weird. Like, what is really going on with this guy?
Yes, but
because this doesn't even sound right. So you called at like 6:30 in the morning, someone you haven't talked to in a couple of years, who was your therapist about, and now you're confused because you called the wrong Lindsay.
Yeah, my neighbor is Chad and Lindsay. That Lindsay was in Maine anyway. So I texted Chad and Lindsay and I heard back from Chad that he was at the gym. When he got home, I could use his car. Well, his car is his baby. It's a very fancy, brand new Saab, like fancy schmancy top of the line thing. So I'm like, I said, all right, can I?
It sounds like a movie.
I said, you can drive. He's like, no, you can have it. And threw me the keys. I'm like, are you sure about this? Because I know you.
Yeah, dude, like Chad, listen, Chad. Matt has torn off the side mirror of I don't know how many cars because he doesn't pay attention when he's rounding the corner to use his ID in the scanner at work. This is not the man to loan a fancy car to.
Because I'm going
to
be so careful with this thing. And I mean, like I was, but
like you were with your keys careful. Originally in your own car. Right.
Yeah, I should be careful.
And a couple of those cars he's torn the mirror off of were client cars. Yeah, you weren't careful with those?
No. Well, all I know is I was careful, but not really because I had to speed a little bit because I didn't want to be that late.
This thing never works out well in the movies. I either imagine the cliche in a movie where you borrow somebody's fancy car and you end up trashing it and they're just standing there with their hands on their hips and they see you drive it up and the wheels wobbling, or you're a police officer who has to confiscate your neighbor's car because it's an emergency. You have to get your kid to school.
Oh, yeah. Neither one of those. Yeah.
Either way, it didn't work out well.
Yeah. Yes. I made it there and I walk in and I'm flustered like I always have. And I'm like, I and the principal stand there. I'm like, I don't know what to do because I heard if I'm late that she has to do Friday school, but it's my fault. So maybe I should do the Friday school because I'm the one who lost the keys. And I lost the key. She's like, slow down. What are you talking about? And, I'm like, I heard that if she misses or if she's late, if she gets a tardy, she has to do Friday school. He goes, well, wait, what happened? I lost my keys. He goes, well, that's an excused tardy. It's unexcused tardies. Or that are a problem. He's all you gotta do is just say, tell us. I'm like, okay, who do I tell? There's a woman standing there. I'll take care of it. I'm like, and meanwhile, Avery is just covering her eyes and running away.
As daddy's offering to go to school for her. It's my fault. I'll take the punishment. I'll come to school.
Yeah. The backpack, somebody.
Because I'm sure they want you there.
Now, so
Amy, pack me a Lunchable. I got Friday school.
And for some reason, and I know this is stupid, Amy's a nurse. She's working. She's, I don't know, saving babies or some lame thing. So I'm texting her, you know, I don't know what to do. And later she tells me, like, what? So, like, she has her phone, the watch, and she goes, it's just dinging. And I'm trying to help these babies. And you keep texting me, like, what the hell am I going to do about you not having a car? Like, well, that's a good point.
Like, listen, baby, you're going to have to learn to breathe on your own.
I'm helping real babies.
Because my husband lost his keys.
I felt like she would want to know or something.
You needed to dump your emotional angst on someone.
Listen, baby, you're going to have to change yourself because my husband's got big problems. He might have to go to Saturday school.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Friday school.
Yeah, I know. And I learned my lesson there that I shouldn't do that. She's like, oh, I'm just getting a C-section. Leave me alone or something. Anywho, I did that. I got through that. And then
did you ever find your keys?
Yes. And okay. I figured out where they were once I calmed down.
Oh, imagine
on
that.
On my workbench. I don't know why.
On your workbench, where they belong.
Yeah, where they don't belong. And now my wallet's missing today. I just thought I'd share it with you. My wallet is missing.
Does Amy know your wallet's missing?
I couldn't pay him. I don't know what to do.
Did you check your workbench?
No.
Seems to be the place.
Does Amy know that your wallet's missing?
No, I'm not going to let Amy know yet because she'll yell at me.
Nor should you. You make sure that thing is gone before you even bring it up.
I am in that weird space.
Dude, why does he have to wait? Why can't he tell Amy so that she can help him look for the wallet? That makes sense.
No. She's not gonna yell at him.
Yeah, Mandy understands my stress.
Who needs that on top of losing their wallet?
Because I'm already in that tough spot. Do I order all the stuff? Because that'll be like 4 days. Mm-hmm. But if I find my stuff, then I've got nothing for 4 days. But Mandy knows that I
spend days at a time trying to break news to my wife. That's earth shattering to me, but not to her. It's just kind of par for the course for her. But if something goes wrong or I lose something or I mess something up, I spend days and hours and thinking about how to explain it.
Are not like going all nuts so on you because you made a mistake. I know these
they're
women.
They're not. They're not.
In it's my just mind, you.
In their mind, I am projecting my own inner rage at myself for losing said object.
Exactly.
And therefore, I'm projecting it onto my wife that she's going to yell at me and scream at me and leave me, and I'm going to die alone in the gutter somewhere. But that's not going to happen. But in my mind, that's what's going to happen. So I have to torture myself first and beat myself up before I ever bring it to her.
Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, because
that makes sense. Making life harder for yourself.
Because I think that what I'm going to get is, why don't you just put them here every time? I'm like, well, I think I do. I mean, there's a spot. I know.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't need to hear that.
Yeah, because there's always the why didn't you do this or why didn't you do that?
And I know it's not yelling, but
you're right. I should have done that. You're right, and I hate myself for it. Yes. So beat that lady.
Yes, I do hate myself for it.
I hate myself. You guys are really tough to love.
It's tough
to love someone who hates themselves.
Oh, I know it. I know it from making stupid mistakes or silly little mistakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember getting in trouble as a kid, or thinking I was going to be in trouble as a kid, and thinking about slamming my fingers in a window so I wouldn't get yelled at. I could distract them.
That is a level of sickness, sir. If I just broke my arm,
I crushed my hand.
Yeah. I thought about that, too. I thought about jumping off the roof and breaking my arm so my mom wouldn't know I got a C on a progress
report.
Did
you do it, too?
Yeah, I thought I might distract her if I'm at the hospital.
That's what I thought. I swear to God, I had those thoughts. You didn't have those thoughts, Ramona?
No.
No, it's not normal.
I get more trouble for making my mom take me to the hospital.
Well, you don't really think it through that
but
way.
You're just hoping for sympathy.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe I love me if my fingers hurt.
That doesn't get you more sympathy. That's what shows how sick you are.
Well, yeah.
Because you just compounded the problem.
They won't know. They'll think I'm the poor victim because I fell off the roof and broke my arm.
Yeah. Oh, they're not going to be mad because you did something stupid on the roof? Because
I got a C.
And they'll totally forget about the fact that you got a C.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I remember trying to slam the screen, the storm window down,
but I
just
couldn't
bring myself to do it. I mean, so just a tiny little indentation wasn't enough to get sympathy. And it was something stupid. I don't even get in trouble for it. Anyway.
Do you ever wonder, have you grown at all?
No, well, not really.
These are insights into what we talk about in our therapy sessions with our counselors. So if anybody ever wonders what therapy's like, this is it.
This is it, huh? And then I tried to hurt myself, but I couldn't.
So I'm a failure. I couldn't even do that.
This is really sad. I feel bad for laughing.
You have to laugh at it. You have to laugh at
it. And it's not healthy. Cry. Admit it. Don't do it, people.
It's not healthy. No.
You think someone's like, well, maybe I should be like Matt Bandy. You don't need that PSA, sir.
Sounds like they got it together.
Yeah.
What they're doing. Sounds like they're giving out some gold tips here.
Tip is, if you sound like Matt or Bandy, go to a therapist. That's the only tip that people are taking from this.
I'm going to drop something on my toe or something before she comes home, and I tell her my wallet's broken. I couldn't find my wallet.
I have an owie, Amy.
And I lost my keys. That's
awful. Oh, wow.
That's our insight. And it's true. I should point out that my wife really doesn't yell at me that much.
No, my wife doesn't either.
It's in my mind.
In my mind, she hates me.
Speaking of being yelled at, there's a study that talked about the old age-long question, should you go to bed angry?
Mm-hmm.
If you let an argument go more than a day, you're likely to experience more negative feelings, and you have health problems that could come on with that, and prolonged negative emotions. So if you solve it in a day, it's pretty much done and over with. But if you solve it the next day, it still could linger, even though it's solved, the negative thoughts for two or three more days after that. So they're saying you got to wrap this puppy up in a day.
Mm. I like that. I come from a long line of grudge holders. So I used to keep an argument going for a long time, but now I don't let the sun set on my anger. Or I try not to.
It's not that
because it eats me up.
It does eat me up, but I think I come to a bit different conclusion the next day, or that it wasn't that big of a deal, or I was a bigger idiot than I thought, or I should have worked.
Well, why can't you just go with that?
What, I'm a big idiot?
Yeah, I'm a bigger idiot than I ever thought. Just start there. You don't need to sleep on that. I woke up. You know what? After a good night's sleep, I remembered I'm an idiot.
Well, because if I lead with I'm an idiot, she's always like, so that's, you think it's just going to end because you tell me you're an idiot? That doesn't change anything. I'm like, well, I know.
You're always an idiot.
But if you sleep on it, you're a second day idiot.
Well, I might
like the fresh idiot stench is off of you.
But why go back, hitting your bouncing heads off each other when in the morning you might think, both of us might think, okay, that was a little silly argument, or that
he's
was
just weird. A little idiot. He's not a lot of idiot.
How do you sleep though when you're still arguing, or you know you're laying next to somebody who's upset at you and it's unresolved?
Well, I certainly wouldn't lay in the same bed, but
So you go and sleep on a couch. Okay.
Yeah, I storm into another room and pout.
Well, that's healthy.
It's not a great sleep, but you kind of a sleep where you get to you go through your whole argument and break it down and try to come back with something stronger or
how many times have you come back with something stronger? Like
never.
Just tell me one time when you had an argument, you went to bed, you came up with a master argument in your sleep, and you came back stronger.
And
one time.
You just won that argument.
I don't know if it was that I won the argument, but I gave a better.
You look like less of an idiot.
I gave a better I'm sorry than I did at the time.
Okay.
I gave a better.
Oh, okay.
So once again, we're back to you realize in your sleep that you were an idiot.
I was just. Okay. I wasn't wording everything correctly. Plus, I like to go to bed and texture things from the other room.
And another thing.
Can I come back in there?
It's cold. This pillow's slumpy.
I'm done pouting now. Can I come back?
This has been the worst Matt Harris band therapy session in the world. This whole podcast has been a therapy session.
Oh, poor Amy.
I recommend it, though. I recommend it.
You recommend texting from the next room your arguments?
Well, to be honest, we had a little spat, and it really wasn't anything major the other night. And Addie said she heard it, and she asked us, "Could you please text your arguments next time?" And
I'm like, okay. Wow.
Man, we felt like bad parents that day.
Wow.
Can you go back to your old texting thing? Because I don't want
you guys
hear
just sending you some angry emojis at each other. Call it a night.
You know, Matt can't figure out emojis.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Emojis are so bad, it would end up worse. The situation.
He'd send her a crying face eggplant, and she'd be like, "What are you upset about? I don't understand."
Upset about sex.
Well, I'm not sure what emojis.
I'm offering you sad sex as a way to make up.
Sex is right. That's a good thing. But half the time, I can't tell if the emoji's crying or sweating. I don't know what's happening. Because like the one where there's like a drop coming off the forehead. Is he sweating or crying or what's happening?
I don't know. He's sweating. You don't generally cry out your forehead.
Matt might need to sleep on this one.
Yeah, you might need to go text me from the next room about that.
I will.
We'll figure it out.
One of the other things we talked about this week was, just briefly, was people TikToking at work. And Ramona had been wondering when or how these people were getting away with it and were they going to get in trouble, et cetera, et cetera.
I mean, I've seen everything from sexy dances to some absolutely ridiculous mocking of customers. And one popular TikToker was mocking customers at Starbucks with their very unique orders. And Starbucks found out, fired the guy. He says no amount of likes or followers will replace the job that he absolutely loved. But
oh, come on, dude.
I do wonder when I see people dancing next to their truck in their uniform or in the parking lot of the store where they work wearing their school, I mean their store vest. Mm-hmm. I mean, I wonder, are you thinking about it first? Like, you know,
yeah, probably not. But I think if in general, if the it's good pub for places, if you're not making fun of customers or the company,
that's true.
You know, you an AC guy or something dancing next to his truck. You're like, that looks like
you're the dancing
dance.
AC guy. And everybody's like, I'd like that guy to come work on my AC. So it's good viral marketing at that point.
Yeah. And I think, it's better than people going on.
But
what
you're dancing to and how you're dancing.
True. Yeah, that is
that's another thing. Offensive songs, offensive dances. But in general, I mean, it's better than a smoke break, right? Or a poop break or something like that, that people go on.
It's definitely really healthier better than a smoke break.
I don't know about a poop break.
But don't substitute dancing with your poop break. If you got to poop, you just go poop.
Sometimes you don't have to poop. I'm guessing if people are working long shift, they're like, I'm going to just sit in here for a while. So instead of that, they
is that what you do during commercials?
Yes.
When you're running around the hallways,
no,
stomping, trying to find a bathroom, going there to sit.
You guys miss that, don't you? When we're in the studio, they get to run around.
No, we don't.
I'm going to warn the new GM about this stomping, finding Matt.
She has no idea.
I know. I think that I do it just to make. I just go in there if I have a nice long break, just to make sure. I can possibly do an evacuation. You know, it's like pooping before you leave the house or something, you know, like your mom used to say.
Now, I know what you're trying to tell us by my using the word evacuation, but it sounds like you're doing something so horrible that people are forced to evacuate.
And your mom used to tell you to poop before you leave the house.
And everybody's, oh, yeah. Oh,
no, that was never part of my mom's pregame leaving the house speech. Now, did you poop before we left?
We're not stopping. We are not stopping. You can poop your pants. I don't care.
She would make sure maybe I peed, but it was never going there.
Hang your ass out the window.
But Mandy, you know, after that first accident, Mom is going to not let that go. Okay. So every time after that first time it happens, every time it's time to go somewhere, she's going to be like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're not going to soil the back seat of the Jeep again.
Every child's different. You're right. You're right.
Sure, get it all out, man.
You're right. Get it all out. Did you sit there a long time, or did
you know, just double checking?
Okay.
You know, you never just running to double check. You sit down just to see what happened if you relax.
See what would happen. Oh,
your poor mom.
Oh wow.
Maybe I imagine. I don't know.
Speaking
of riding shotgun or whatever. Irritating things drivers do, according to passengers.
Not pooping before you leave the house.
It's not on the list.
Okay, not on the list. All right.
No.
Okay.
If Ramona was riding with me, she would say my quick turns or my U-turns.
Oh,
or,
gosh.
Anyone who's ever ridden with you would say
the
your
indecisiveness,
quick.
The ADD that can't be turned off just because you're behind the wheel. Like, oh, wait, I'm turning. Oh, I'm changing lanes. No, I'm not. Oh.
Wait, that's my exit. Four lanes over. Gotta get there. Can't miss it.
You know, it's funny because
it's on the list.
I put up one of our drive time videos, and actually Fred Jacobs, who's like a radio guru, wrote about our drive time videos for Gastonia, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, like how it was a great relationship between a local car dealership and radio personalities. And one of the people who commented on this article was a listener who said, well, Ramona, why don't we ever see you in your Jeep? And I'm like, well, first of all, that would require either Matt Harris to ride in my personal vehicle or to drive my personal vehicle. And that's not happening.
I have not.
There's a certain detachment when we are driving another vehicle.
Why don't you bother you?
But Matt and his last minute decisions and ridiculous jerky driving in my car. I couldn't handle it.
I can understand you don't want him driving your other vehicle. And up until a little while ago, I didn't understand why you wouldn't want him riding in your car. But now that I know his mom used to ask him, did he go to the number two before he left the house?
Did you poop?
I've never.
But before we do this video,
totally
do you have to poop?
I've not pooped in a car.
Good solid month.
The top five would be unnecessary, harsh, or sudden braking.
That's Matt.
Last minute braking is four. It's the same thing, I think. Dangerous overtaking is on three.
Yeah, you do that.
Dangerous overtaking.
That's a weird way to word it. I think it's a
that is thing. Weird.
Well, look, you speed up and then dart in front of someone.
Yeah,
you
I hate that.
Oh, okay.
Tailgating, number two.
You don't tailgate on purpose.
No,
I don't do that.
He knows better.
Using the phone while driving was number one, but that doesn't really irritate because I just say, stop using your phone. That's not like backseat driving. I think that's okay. I don't think you're telling
somebody. No, but it does irritate you.
I guess it does.
Yeah.
My irritating thing is when somebody is in the passing lane, but they're not passing anybody. It takes everything in my power not to say, get the hell over. Yeah. I don't care if there's no cars within sight. I don't think you should be there.
Don't drive in the left lane, exactly, yes. Unless you're passing. Or
that,
going
would my, to, yeah. That would be my number one.
Yeah, yeah. That's
my number. Yeah.
One of my number ones is when you are the driver, yes, you get to pick the music. But be mindful of the fact that everybody doesn't like metal or, you know, if you're going to pick some obscure music, you know, be mindful that other people in the car.
I look at it as like picking a movie or something with my wife. I mean, it's.
Yeah, everybody's got to agree.
Yeah. Except for the kids. They got their own damn stuff.
But some drivers take that. I control the radio too far.
Yeah, they're stupid. They're babies. It does bother me if the driver won't let me sleep and I'm the passenger. I think you should be able to sleep even if it's a 10-minute ride. I want to go to sleep.
No. No, sir. You get in the back if you want to sleep.
All they're asking is that you stay awake to help them stay awake.
5 minutes.
Crash.
And 5 minutes.
Not my problem.
If we wreck, it's on you. I'm sorry you're tired, but so am I.
You heard it from
Matt's got to take his nap.
Yep, that's right. Cars and planes and moving vehicles put me to sleep, man. Well, unless I'm driving.
I will not stay up and help you stay alert. I don't care if we drive all night. I am sleeping the whole time.
I guarantee you. What's the point? Because then I can take over. If I can't take over, I'm not rested.
And that's his same excuse on the 5-minute drive as the 5-hour drive.
Yeah, we might change every half mile or so. Thanks for hanging with us. Respond and comment in the comment section and rate it and hit Matt and Ramona Facebook page up. Make some comments there and make sure you share it. That's very, very much appreciated. And we'll talk to you soon. Peace out.